Berlin Wall of Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Wednesday, February the 21st, 2018. I'm David Knight, and today we're going to be talking about the pageantry of gun politics and the insanity of what's going on here as well. But also, before we get into this, and we're going to start this in the next segment, we've got the FCC is going to officially rescind net neutrality rules tomorrow. So I guess we're going to see the entire internet break down. The same people who were telling us that we had to have net neutrality, that the world is going to end if we didn't have net neutrality because, you know, it was put in, what, 2015 by Obama? And we cannot go back because prior to 2015, we didn't have a free internet. Freedom in the sense that, not free in the sense that you didn't have to pay for it, but free in the sense that we didn't have controls. Now, the people who were trying to control the internet, the people who had absolutely no interest in the real threats to free speech, because they were the threats to free speech, they were the ones who were pushing for net neutrality. They didn't want to do anything about Facebook, Google, Twitter, shadow banning people, censoring people, deleting your ability to find articles or to pass them on and share them and have a discussion with people, because that's the thing that's really dangerous to them. You know, it was during the Revolutionary War, people had committees of correspondence. It was kind of like Twitter and Facebook and social media, if it's not controlled. And even though they created the internet as a control mechanism, remember, it was a DARPA-funded project. It was created by a guy who was a psychiatrist. He was involved in behavioral control. He was interested in monitoring and controlling the population. And he called it the Intergalactic Computer Network, which we then shortened to Internet. In the early days when we used the Internet, many of us old timers remember when it was called DARPANET. DARPANET. And so they shortened it from the Intergalactic Computer Network to DARPANET. Then they just called it the Internet. And we used that as committees of correspondence. We were able to pass information around. We were able to go back and say, look at what this politician is saying today. And look what he said 6 months ago, 6 years ago. Look at what so-and-so was doing and so forth. And we were able to use that for our purposes. They never wanted that. They only wanted to be able to go back and say, what was David Knight doing at such and such a time? They want to focus on you, but more importantly, they wanted to focus on you as the collective. They wanted to know what the hive was thinking. And then the queen bee would send out the appropriate signals, and they want to be able to measure that. That's why the metadata that they collect on you is the most important thing. For the most part, they're not interested in each and every one of us. If you stand up, then it's going to be the nail that sticks up, as they say in Japan. I had some Japanese friends who said, yeah, they don't like individuality in Japan. Well, our shadow government doesn't like it either. They have a saying in Japan, the nail that sticks up will be hammered down. You must conform in all ways to society, and they will hammer you if you don't. And so that's what they have. They have a system of control where if somebody stands up, that nail will get hammered down. They'll be able to go back in great detail about your life. And if they can't find something, maybe they'll make something up about you. We've seen that happen as well. But basically what they want to know is if the narratives that they're feeding the crowd are working or not. And so we're going to talk about the narrative that they're feeding the crowd. I'm afraid it may be working. Maybe working on our president. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It's too bad that we don't have a firm commitment to the Constitution that these politicians swore to. It'd be nice if we had a rudder or an anchor, but no, we're just drifting around making deals. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Elect- electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, February the 21st, 2018. As I'm sure you've possibly seen by now, Billy Graham has passed away at the age of 99. And I think this really hits to the center of what we're talking about here in the gun debate. Because our Bill of Rights, our form of government, our culture, the founders lived in, whether they were Christians or whether they were deists or whatever, you can have that argument, but these people lived in that culture and they were influenced by it, whether they were Christians or not. Those were the principles. Those were the, that was the worldview. That was the way they saw the world. That was the way they saw man. And so when we look at gun control, it really does focus on the nature of evil, on the nature of man, because man has an evil nature. Take a look at the wars. Do you trust this government? This government? People ask us, why don't we have mass shootings in other countries? Well, we could ask the question, why don't other countries go to war with every other country on the planet? Why aren't other countries involved in 7, 8, 9 wars that have never been declared, that have no legal or moral justification in most cases? Why do we do that? Why does our government do that? Why does our government work on mind control projects tirelessly for decades? Why have they gone from chemical manipulation of people's minds to electronic manipulation of people's minds? Why are they so concerned about that? You know, why do we have so many shootings? Why do we have a war of drugs on our population, on our children? See, this is the government that we have. And Madison, one of our founders, the guy who was the father of the Bill of Rights, said, if men were angels, we would not need a government. But because we're not being governed by angels, we must have internal and external controls on those men. Because why? Because he was, if I don't know if he was a Christian or not, but he was in a Christian society. His worldview was Christian. He understood the nature of the government that we have. He would not be surprised. He would not be surprised at all to see our military-industrial complex, our shadow government, our deep state, and the things that they do. The internal controls were the things that he gave us in the Bill of Rights. But they have now escaped those internal controls. And the external controls are our firearms. And we're not giving them up. We're not giving them up. You want to talk about the nature of this problem? You better talk about the nature of man. You want to know why we're having shootings in the schools? One of the reasons is because we took God out of the schools. Sorry, atheists, but that's the case. You've got your religion. How is that religion of secular humanism working out for you in the schools, right? The perfectibility of man. You know, we go back and we look at the 19th century. People at that time, were very optimistic. Science, knowledge, reason going to lead us into a utopia, a socialist utopia. George Bernard Shaw, Bertrand Russell, all these deep thinkers, they were very optimistic about the future because it was going to be a future based on reason, knowledge, science. What did that give us? That gave us the 20th century. Hundreds of millions of people killed by the weapons that were created by reason, science, and knowledge. And a naivete about the nature of man that gave us people like Hitler, Stalin, Mao. This is, when I look at what we've lost, this is America. So don't fear the man of God. Fear the man who think they are God. Fear the kids who think they can lecture us. You know, we've had the millennials. We thought they were bad. Now we've got the Tide Pod generation. These are kids just 2 weeks ago. We were pleading with them. Don't stick detergent pods in your mouth to get attention. That's not a reasonable thing to do. It's going to kill you. It's going to kill you. Well, now they're pushing policies that are going to kill everybody. And we're told that we have to listen to the Tide Pod generation. These people like David Hogg who are so desperate for attention that they will do or say anything. They don't have any experience. They have no knowledge. They have no judgment. But we're supposed to listen to them. And we're going to talk about how the media has held them up and the left. You know, these are the, as I said yesterday, the youthful idiots of the communists that are pushing us down this road. The communists, the globalists, whatever you want to say. Okay, the communists, the globalists. And we'll go back and look at the optimism of the 1800s, the 19th century, as we're heading into the 20th century. How they placed all their faith in technology, science, and reason. What do we have today? I tell you what, we have a situation that looks far more dire than what we were facing at the beginning of the 20th century. The people who are controlling our society now, who are controlling our politics, who are controlling our media, are pushing an idea that they now call it technology. Not science, knowledge, and reason, but they call it technology. And they think that it's going to make everything better for us. Because in the same way that people at the end of the 19th century were looking at the development of all the things that we'd gone. Look at that. They had railroads. They could travel 5 miles an hour on a railroad. Imagine that. They could go across the continent on a railroad. There is no limit as to what we can achieve. You had people like Mary Shelley. They discovered earlier in the 1800s, they had discovered that they could take electricity, that newly discovered thing that they didn't really understand. They could apply it to a dead frog and make its legs twitch. Therefore, we were going to have eternal life. And now what do we have? We've got people who are saying we're going to live forever. We're going to be transhumanists. We're going to become cyborgs. Technology is going to save us. Turn everything over to the robots. Give them your jobs. Let them put us on a universal basic income. They're selling us a socialist utopia based on technology. And we're at the same place at the beginning of the century that we were at the beginning of the 20th century. Except that technology is far more advanced. And as people like Hugo de Garis, who's been my guest on here several times, talks about in the Artelect Wars, the idea that you're going to have people who gradually start to wake up to the smart cities and the surveillance technology that they're doing to us and taking away our jobs and subjugating us and turning us into slaves to a few billionaires who own factories filled with robots, a few politicians who own armies that are made up of robots and no humans that can be reasoned with. And as people start to wake up to this, and people are starting to wake up to this, what happens is you have a conflict between these global elitists who control all the technology and will use it for whatever purpose they wish. He calls them the Terrans. And then he calls the global elitists Cosmists because he believes that they'll do something like we saw portrayed in the movie. What was the movie, Matt Damon? Where they go up into a near Earth orbit. It was a metaphor for healthcare, socialist healthcare. But really, Elysium. Thank you, Guru. Elysium. Remember that? In a near Earth orbit. What do we have from our billionaire Jeff Bezos? Who is using people as robots and is about to replace all of them anyway, because, you know, the humans just can't do what the robots can do. You can only push the humans so hard, but boy, he can put robots in and he's not going to have any problem with that. Well, Hugo de Garra says, you know, you're going to have these people like Jeff Bezos. He didn't mention him specifically. He just mentioned a type of person. And now we have the individuals there, Bezos, Elon Musk, and so forth, near Earth orbit. Because they have to get out of town. People are waking up to the schemes that they do. But they have the technology to unleash gigadeath. Gigadeath. Not hundreds of millions of people like we did in the 20th century with all that reason, knowledge.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nanosilver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Politics is show business for ugly people. It can be show business for beautiful people, too. People like George Clooney, now signaling his political move. And you just heard him singing in Brother, Where Art Thou? I'd have to say, we need to take a look at who George Clooney is. Brother, who art thou? Oh, brother, who art thou? This guy, George Clooney, is now giving $500,000 to March for Our Lives. March for Our Lives. And, you know, he and his wife, Amal, will make an appearance, as it's reported by Showbiz 411. They'll make an appearance at a gun control rally. March for Our Lives. Clooney is an ardent supporter of civil rights in places like Sudan, they say. Oh, it's easy to virtue signal about being a supporter of civil rights in places like Sudan. But they say it with absolutely no sense of irony, because this is a Showbiz site. Showbiz 411. They're going to give $500,000 to gun control. But Clooney is an ardent supporter of civil rights. Uh-huh. Maybe for those people in Sudan. But not for you, Americans. No, you shut up and turn in your guns. You don't have a civil right to defend yourself, according to Clooney and his friends. And you saw him singing there. That actually, you know, he didn't write that song. He didn't write the lyrics. He wasn't singing the song. He was kind of mouthing along and pantomiming. That's what these people do. That's what they're looking for. Somebody who is going to mouth the lyrics of big government, of global government. This guy is a hardcore globalist. But thanks to a sale of a tequila company that he had, he sold it for $1 billion. Now he's got cash to throw at all of these liberal causes, and he's spreading it around just like George Soros. He's given $1 million last year to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now he's throwing in $500,000 into gun control. Yeah, this is amazing. He won't be speaking, however. He won't be speaking at this march for kids, because his rep says that only kids will be speaking at the event, no adults. Well, I got to tell you something. George Clooney could speak at that rally and still not violate that rule. Even if he were speaking, there wouldn't be any adults talking. He is not somebody who takes an adult view of the world. So, you know, right now, this is a guy, again, don't forget that it was just last fall. He had the movie Suburbicon. Did you see that, Suburbicon? He did that with Matt Damon. It was basically 90 minutes of hate for white middle-class America. Nobody went to see it. He didn't make money from that. He made money from selling his tequila company. And he says, Amal and I are so inspired by the courage and eloquence of these young men and women from Stoneman Douglas High School. Our children's lives depend on this. Yeah, well, that's not the way this is going to happen. And, of course, he's now encouraged Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg to each donate $500,000 to this gun control march. But, you know, it's not just his role in Brother, Where Art Thou? Actually, I like that movie a lot. I like that. That was the best role I've ever seen George Clooney in. I don't think I want to see him in the role of president. Maybe Caesar. You know, who is also in a Coen Brothers movie. Hail Caesar. Let's play a little bit of a clip of that.
As you know, millions of people look to us for information and uplift and, yes, entertainment. And we're going to give it to them.
And action.
An army of technicians and actors and top-notch artistic people are working hard to bring to the screen
our biggest release of the year.
Hail Caesar is a prestige picture with one of the biggest stars in the world, Baird Whitlock.
A truth we could see if we had but
If we have... Hey, cut!
Okay, there it is. See, that's what this is all about. We could do that as a trailer for his presidential campaign. As the guy said at the beginning of it, millions of people look to us for information, for guidance. We look to our Hollywood stars and actors for information, for guidance. They're so wise, even though they can't remember their lines sometimes. And they have to go back to the people who feed them their lines and so forth. But here's a little bit of this, a little bit of a clip about this March for Our Lives that he thinks is so important. And that our children's lives depend on it. He is donating money to these causes. Here's a little bit of, the March for Our Lives that he's giving so much money to and that has encouraged his fellow actors and Hollywood producers. You know, the people who brought us, the Harvey Wood, you know, that crowd. They're going to lecture us now on morality. Okay, here's the clip. March for Our Lives.
What's your announcement today?
Today, I'd like to announce that we have an event coming up to have everybody in the nation talking about what we're talking about. And one of the things we've been hearing is that it's not the time yet to talk about gun control. And we respect that. We've lost 17 lives, and our community took 17 bullets to the heart. And it's difficult to come back from that. So here's the time that we're going to talk about gun control. March 24th, we have the March for Our Lives, which you can find at marchforourlives.com, and expect to see us a lot. The March for Our Lives is going to be in every major city, and we are organizing it so students everywhere can beg for our lives. Because at the end of the day,
this isn't
about the red and blue, the GOP and the Democrats. This is about adults and kids. And at this point, you're either with us or against us. We are giving all our politicians a clean slate, and in the next election, we are saying, if you are accepting money from the NRA, there is a badge of shame on you, because you are enabling things like this to happen.
Clean slate. I guess that means you just erase the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that sort of thing. Because, you know, we're advocates for civil rights, so therefore we have to take away the Bill of Rights. That's the doublespeak from the communists. And I look at these kids, and he memorized his lines very well. It took him a little, he missed the cue for a moment there, but he memorized his lines and fed those back. Good job acting. Maybe you can take George Clooney's place when he becomes president. You can do some of the acting jobs for him. But when they get rid of the NRA, you might not have people like the hero of the Texas church shooting, who was a trained NRA instructor formerly, and also had an AR-15, that horrible weapon that they wanted to get rid of. And he stopped the shooter. He saved lives. But let's not pay attention to that, because we've got a pageant to put on. Remember Wag the Dog? Okay, that's what this march is going to be about. When I look at these kids, and it's like, oh, well, we've come up with something. So this kid has organized this, right? And these kids who were just a week ago, we were having to kick the Tide Pods out of their mouth so they didn't do that to gain attention. Now they're going to put on a March for Our Lives in all these different cities, and they've got at least $1.5 million from Clooney, Winfrey, and Spielberg. What are they going to do with all that money? I mean, how many iPods can they buy? But here's what's really going on, folks. This is a Wag the Dog pageant. Remember this?
The public.
They gotta know.
Yes.
Stan, get with it.
Who killed Kennedy? I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver.
You what's to go for? What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down a chimney. The truth?
I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the f*** do we know?
You take my point?
Yeah. It's a pageant. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. He's not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, we've got our actors coming on full troop of actors. We got Spielberg, we got Oprah, we got Clooney. Each of them giving $500,000 to these kids who just said, you know, kind of like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. Let's put on a show. Let's put on a show. I know where I can get a garage. If we can just get somebody to give us some money, we can put on a musical. Well, this is a pageant. It's a political pageant. They're going to be organizing a march, and nobody's going to be allowed to speak but the children, because, you know, they're these guys are going to be behind the lines, giving them their they're going to be behind the scene, giving them their lines, feeding them to them, and they're going to come out and tell us in very profound ways just how much this means to them and how we have to listen to them. And we'll get to that in a moment. We'll get to that in a moment. But again, let's remember that Hollywood knows exactly what they're doing. And they know the juncture of Hollywood fantasy with politics. That was the whole point of Wag the Dog, which basically, to their embarrassment, came out as Bill Clinton was doing exactly what they had set this thing up to do. Who knows? Maybe revelation of method. Maybe it was just an embarrassing coincidence. But let's have the guy who hates Trump so much, Robert De Niro. Let's have him remind us just how this works. Go, let's play that clip again.
Who? Oh, the public.
They got to know?
Yes.
Stan, get with us.
Who killed Kennedy? I read the first draft of the Warren Report. It says he was killed by a drunk driver.
You watch the Gulf War. What do you see day after day? The one smart bomb falling down a chimney. The truth? I was in the building when we shot that shot. We shot it in a studio, Falls Church, Virginia, 1/10 scale model of a building.
Is that true?
How the f*** do we know? You take my point?
Yes. All right. Okay. And you want me to do what?
We want you to produce.
You want me to produce your war?
Not a war. It's a pageant. We need a theme, a song, some visuals. We need, you know, it's a pageant. It's like the Oscars. That's why we came to you.
I never won an Oscar.
March for Our Lives. Yeah, it's a pageant. It's a pageant. It's being heavily funded and produced by Hollywood. Hollywood. And as we look at this, New American points out, actually Zero Hedge, gun control advocates are now arguing against safety measures for children. What the New American was talking about was a common sense strategy for protecting schools. Basically what I called yesterday, I said, let's call it posse academia. You know, teachers love the idea. Academia. Oh yeah, we like academia. That's good. I don't know about that posse thing. That sounds kind of bad. What is that about? And then we could explain to them the basis for law enforcement, the basis for the military, for the protection of our country, not a standing permanent military that would get us involved in foreign wars one after the other. None of them with a moral basis, none of them with a legal declaration. That's exactly what the founders didn't want to happen, so they had the posse idea. Same idea as a militia. You know, you've got a corps of officers who know how to organize people, and they are the core, the backbone, but not a large enough military force, not an army that's going to occupy people, not boots on the ground here or elsewhere. You'd have a permanent standing Navy as protection, which would mean essentially today an Air Force as well. You'd have some soldiers that were there as the Corps. You would have Marines on the ships as part of the Navy. Quick forward deployment, quick forces to be out there. But you would not have a massive, permanent, professional army so that you could fight wars of conquest and occupation and stay in Afghanistan for 20, 30, 40, 50 years so you can get the lithium and the opium out of those areas. That's what we're doing now. That's what we were doing by the beginning of the 20th century, when Smedley Butler warned us about that. And how did it work at the local level? As I pointed out yesterday, you had the Posse Comitatus, the power of the community. You would have a sheriff who was elected, by the way, by the people, not appointed like a police officer to hand out fines. And then he would rely on the people in that area. And that's what we're talking about. Let's do that same thing in the schools. That would actually work. But do we want to talk about anything that would actually recognize reality of the world in which we live? The reality that you're not going to be able to just wish away guns any more than you can wish away drugs. So how do you deal with this stuff? Are you going to get serious, or are you just going to go through these fantasy prohibition things that if I write a law and prohibit alcohol, it'll go away? If I write a law and prohibit drugs, they'll go away. And if I write a law and prohibit guns, they'll go away and we won't have any more gun violence at all. That's not the real world. That's a naive view of the world that just isn't going to work. Let's take a look at what a Texas sheriff told somebody on NBC, MSNBC, I think. They were absolutely surprised at his way of actually providing protection. A sheriff, imagine. Okay, here's what he has to say about his posse of teachers in the schools.
He decided to do this, as you pointed out, in the wake of the Sandy Hook incident. And, of course, those things are absolutely devastating. And it got to the point, really, that when that happened, the people in charge of the school district, the board members, just said, you know what, we just can't wait. We cannot wait for something to happen. We're not going to attend 20 funerals of our students if something were to happen here. So they decided to explore a number of different options. And arming the staff members was just one of them. And we do that, among other things, for instance, creating a police force that's dedicated to the school district. We've increased our physical security programs. We've really enhanced our exercise programs. And so this is just really a part of the whole plan that we have to keep our students safe here at Argyle, Texas.
I know you've heard the criticisms about this what you're doing in your school district here. How are you vetting staff members? How are they being trained and prepared to carry guns in a classroom?
You know, that's a brilliant question. I appreciate the opportunity to explain that, because a lot of people hear, you know, that we're just handing out guns to teachers and that's it. And of course, that's going to scare people, which we understand. So as often as I get the chance to explain it to people, I think they have a clear idea. And so our process is fairly simple. You know, every one of our staff members that carries a weapon is a volunteer. We're never going to force somebody to do it that doesn't feel comfortable in that role. If they volunteer to do it, then of course our campus principal is going to give me the thumbs up or just thumbs down. They know better than I do who these people are. So if they're comfortable with that person carrying a weapon on campus,
they look at their character,
then
and background.
I'll proceed to the next step. And the next step is a one-on-one interview with that person. And I'll sit down and I'll talk to that person and really get an idea of what their motivations
are,
their what their backgrounds are with using weapons, really, and what their mindset is when they take on this role, and help them to understand really the seriousness of this role that they're taking on. Once they get through that phase of it, we'll set them up for a psychological evaluation. And it's really the same psych eval that a police officer would get going into a new department. So we can really see if there's any psychological mental baggage or something in their background that we may want to consider before arming them. And so that's really how we go through that selection process. So if they pass that, then they move on to the formal training that we put them through, which is anywhere between 3 and 5 days of very intense weapons training. They're going to be shooting about 900 rounds of ammunition, which for anybody that's been through training like that, they'll tell you that's a lot of shooting. Mm-hmm. And so we take people, some of them that have very rudimentary skills, or some people that have excellent skills, but then get them to a much higher level of proficiency.
Chief.
And you know, it's not just, oh, okay, go ahead.
I was going to say, how do you respond to people who say, you know, there are a lot of options for protecting schools.
He doesn't
this
like
just
that
seems
idea.
A little bit beyond the pale. To put a gun,
beyond the pale.
Guns, multiple guns presumably, inside a school environment is just too dangerous a thing to attempt. You have a threat
Isn't
on the outside,
amazing?
But now you've actually got weapons inside the school building. How do you respond to people who have that concern?
You know, I appreciate that people that have concerns about that, and I've even had other law enforcement officials express that concern to me. And what I'll tell them is really this. You know, with the amount of training that we put them through, I am extremely comfortable with their ability to do their job. But the other thing that I'll tell them is that, you know, if you don't like doing what we're doing, that's absolutely fine. If you can come up with a better solution than what we're doing, please give it to us. We'll be more than willing to pay attention to it and listen to other solutions. But then what I also want to tell people...
All right, we'll be right back. They just can't handle the fact. But there's guns. No matter how much vetting of the individual you do, no matter how much training, but there's still guns.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to take a look at what really could be done to make the schools safer. You know, it was Joe Biden who gave us the Gun-Free School Act in 1990, as I pointed out yesterday. Folks, there is no such thing as a gun-free zone. 98% of the mass shootings have occurred in gun-free zones. They're not gun-free. Let's not let the liberals shape the debate by choosing the language. All these young high school students, oh, I'd like for the world to be gun-free. You know, I'd like to buy the world a Coke. I mean, this is the kind of kumbaya insanity that we have witnessed in the past. So let's just everybody sing kumbaya, buy the world a Coke, and teach them how to sing in perfect harmony. But the reality is that you're not going to get rid of guns. There is no such thing as a gun-free zone. There are zones where you are defenseless, because the government has come in and taken away guns from all the responsible people. You just heard a very, very responsible plan from a local sheriff on what they do with their posse academia, their armed teachers. We vet these people. First of all, the principal knows them. They're not going to send them to the sheriff and waste his time if this guy is like on some kind of a power trip. Then the sheriff interviews them. Then they put them through a battery of psychological tests. They investigate their background. Then they put them through rigorous training. They get them in better physical conditioning and all this kind of stuff. And then you hear the MSNBC anchor go, but there's guns in the school. What do we do about that? And there's guns there with people who aren't wearing uniforms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the big part of the problem. See, they want you to see the uniform. They want you to see the authority. They don't care if they provide you with any safety. As a matter of fact, as the New American was talking about, they said the common sense strategy for protecting schools, the one that nobody wants to talk about, right? Arming the teachers, the posse, academia. And again, this is a guy from a different area, but in West Texas, in the communities of Harold and Holiday, they... Tiny community of Harold was the first one to arm teachers. They did so in August of 2008. You just heard that, Sheriff. They did it after one of the school shootings. But this community in West Texas did it in 2008. Faculty members are selected by the school board to be trained to carry a concealed firearm on school grounds. And only the superintendent and a few others know who those teachers are. They don't put uniforms on them. I mean, look at what's happening in Chicago. You know, that gun-free zone that the liberals created in Chicago. What's happening there in that gun-free zone of Chicago? You're getting uniformed police officers last week getting shot from behind, attacked, ambushed, about one a day. About one a day. So maybe uniforms and open carry of the police is not the answer. Maybe concealed carry and nobody knowing who these people are, maybe that's the answer. They can still be trained. If it makes you feel any better, they still work for the government. They're school teachers. How about that? Maybe we should have some vetting of the school teachers. Maybe we should have some vetting of the curriculum that they're teaching our kids. Maybe we should have some vetting of the drugs that they're giving our kids. But no, there's guns in the school, says the MSNBC guy, even though he goes through the whole responsible program of that. And they said they keep them on them at all times, said the superintendent of the schools. He says folks who come in, if they're coming in to do something like what just happened, then they don't know where they're going to meet resistance. And that is the critical aspect of our plan. That's why Posse Academia is better. And you know what? It didn't take President Obama or President Trump to fix the problem. It took a community that took responsibility for the problem back in 2008 in this West Texas town. And you just heard another sheriff talking about that. The sheriffs creating a posse of teachers. And they don't, the perps don't know who these guys are. They're not marked. They're not marked out to be taken down. Okay? That's a solution that would actually be a real world solution that would actually make people safer. There is no plan that is going to make you perfectly safe. And I understand this Tide Pod generation, desperate for attention, always told that they've got their little safe spaces. Well, you know what, folks, kids, because all you adults know this already, but the high school kids don't. They don't know that there is no such thing as a gun-free zone. They don't know that there's no such thing as a safe place. Anybody, anytime, anywhere is taking a certain amount of risk. You're on the road every day. Who knows? You might have some drunk driver or somebody just lose control of their car, or they're playing with their cell phone because they are so attached to this little black mirrored device that they just hit you head on. Not your fault at all. You weren't doing anything wrong. Or maybe they're malicious about it. There's no such thing as safe spaces. There's no such thing as a safe world. Once they get out from underneath the umbrella of their parents, they will realize that that's the situation. But we have gun control advocates who are now advocating against safety measures for the children. Now, this is an article on Zero Hedge from the Mises Institute. They said an odd thing has happened. Advocates for gun control have actually begun arguing against practical measures addressing school security, as you just saw. And that clip from MSNBC. No. There's still guns there, no matter how much people are trained. The general argument is that any effort at meaningful security is unacceptable because it turns schools into quote-unquote fortresses. Let me tell you, the schools that I went to, my wife went to, even the schools that she taught in for a short period of time, there were no uniformed police officers. There were no metal detectors. We look at that and we say, wow, That's a fortress. But it's not an effective fortress. You can still build a fortress that's not very effective. It can be very oppressive. It can be there to train people to surrender their freedom and their dignity to the government, but it may not protect them, and that's what we have seen. And so, you know, back when we were going to school, as we pointed out many times, other people called in and said we could take our guns to school. Kids were taking their guns in the school buses because they were part of a program where they were learning how to shoot guns responsibly, and they had shooting ranges at school. Boy, can you imagine that, where the kids were actually shooting guns? But today, the kids think, oh, well, school is a safe place. It's a gun-free zone. The ban the gun solution worked great in Venezuela, didn't it? You know, in Venezuela, where they put in gun control, because that's what communist dictators always do, they put in gun control, and now as their society is breaking down, we reported this about a year ago, they're hunting down cops in the street and killing them. You know, kind of like they do in Chicago, the gun-free zone in Chicago. But they're killing them in Venezuela because they want their guns. And so it doesn't work out really well for anybody under those kind of situations. But you've got the gun control advocates in social media writing things like, why security measures won't stop school shootings. But, you know, confiscation will, of course, because we prohibited drugs and drugs are gone now. We don't have a drug problem. We prohibited drugs 47 years ago and it's no longer a problem. You want to see what happens when people start unleashing uncontrolled innovation and black market and criminal gangs that are running drugs, and they want running drugs now, they'll be running guns, and they start running the most high-powered rifles that they can and other weapons on the streets. There'll be no constraints whatsoever. You're not going to have gun stores that try to vet people. Ain't going to happen. All that stuff is just going to go right out the window, and you're going to see an escalation and the concentration and the use of force by the worst people in society, just as we did with the drug war, just as we did with alcohol prohibition. It's going to be absolutely amazing. The strategy, they said here, is startling. Gun control advocates are, in a way, holding school children hostage by shooting down calls for better school security. Their essential position is no security for children until we get the gun control legislation that we want, until we ban guns. No security for the kids. All right, we've got just a little bit of time here. I want to let you know what supports this program or the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we really do appreciate your support. And we offer a lot of our products, especially when they're new. We put them on a deep discount so you get a chance to try them, because we know if you try them, you're going to like them. We've done this from time to time with Super Blue toothpaste products and mouthwash, because it is, I think you'll find it, the best toothpaste you've ever used. It doesn't have fluoride, but it does have iodine, the good halogen. It also has nano silver. The iodine, the nano silver, will fight bacteria like no other toothpaste you've had. It's going to keep your breath fresh. It's going to kill that bacteria that creates gum disease that leads to tooth loss and heart disease. These are great products. So we put them right now. They're on 50% off. If you haven't used it, this is a good opportunity to use this, and we know that you're going to become a regular customer with these Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash products. But we also have some other new products that are on sale. Cellforce, Real Red Pill, both of those 50% off. We have Pollen Block and Icarin, both of those 50% off. And we have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack. We have Carnivore and Floor Life. Carnivore for your digestion, Floor Life for probiotics and gut health, both of those together for an unprecedented 50% off. All right, stay with us. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about this Tide Pod generation and how CNN has gone whole hog on David Hogg. We'll be right back.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on. And if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the news at the top of the hour here while we have some of our radio stations are doing their news breaks, and then we're going to get back to the gun control issue. We're going to take a look at David Hogg. But before we do, real quickly, we've got the Trump IRS is now seeking millions in Obamacare fines, even though the law has been proclaimed dead by President Trump. And what they are doing, as I said, IRS notices recently began arriving in corporate mailboxes, in some cases demanding millions of dollars in fines. An awkward development as the White House touts its business-friendly tax package. The notices will likely spur another legal fight over the health law, this time featuring the administration defending a statute that President Donald Trump has repeatedly declared to be dead. So what's going on here? Well, this is going back to 2015 in most cases. The enforcement actions are covering potential violations in 2015, the first year that the mandate was imposed on people. I think it would be a great measure for President Trump to basically give these people amnesty. Use your executive order that way. Don't try to enforce gun control. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Don't go after bump stocks. Just tell the IRS that works under the executive branch, just tell them, let that go. We're not going to pursue that. Just create your own tax cut there. That's really what ought to be done, because this is something that is was unjust from the very beginning. It was an unjustified tax, and of course they didn't have the money to fund their subsidies, so they stole it from Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae investors. You want to trust the government? The government that failed everybody at every level, from the federal FBI all the way down to the local school officials and school security officials at that school. Nobody listened to anyone who was complaining about this individual. And so you're going to trust the government to protect your rights, and you're going to trust the government. You're going to invest in their financial instruments, the government-backed mortgages, and then the government takes those mortgages and takes all the money away from the retirees and people who have invested in them and hands them out as a welfare payment because Obama is tired of waiting for the Congress to fund his Obamacare subsidies. They didn't do it, so he just stole the money. Called it a net asset sweep. Isn't that interesting? I have so many different euphemisms for theft. A net asset sweep? Or it could be a civil asset forfeiture? No, it's just theft. Government theft. So President Trump ought to do something about that. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans are now supporting Trump tax cuts. It's up 18% since December. Why do you think that happened? We had the Democrats lying to us, like Nancy Pelosi, saying all these bonuses are nothing but crumbs. Now she's saying, you know, the tax cut bill is unpatriotic. That's what she's now saying. Yesterday she said it was unpatriotic. She said that during a town hall in Texas. What is she doing in a town hall in Texas. Go back to San Francisco. Having any, but I guess we do have some places like Austin that are maybe as far left as San Francisco, pretty much. So she's calling it unpatriotic. Well, you know what happened is they kept hearing all the Democrat talking points and Chuck Schumer saying the Republicans are going to rue the day that they cut people's taxes, and Nancy Pelosi saying these bonuses and these pay raises that are being handed out, they're nothing but crumbs. Well, after people saw the tax cuts and the bonuses, now they are approving of the tax cut. A majority now approves of that. Only 33% of Americans supported the Trump tax cut before they passed it. Isn't that interesting? And I said at the time, why are we even arguing about the fact that tax cuts would produce growth? The anticipation of tax cuts produced growth for about a year, about 15 months. It was more than a year. The anticipation of it after Trump won created growth. And then we have a heckler confronts Nancy Pelosi over her wealth. How much are you worth, Nancy? No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. Not going to talk about my money. We're not going to talk about the security of the elitists like George Clooney, Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, but I will.
New from Emmerich's Essentials, fragrance-free natural deodorant for your body care needs. Playing basketball in the dry summer heat really makes me sweat. To maintain my game, I need all the confidence I can get. That's why I use Emmerich's Essentials natural deodorant, made with organic ingredients. This deodorant combines mineral crystals with natural botanicals to ionize odor, keeping me fresh throughout the day. While shooting hoops, the last thing I want is sweaty armpits making my hands slippery and the ball wet. That's why I recommend Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free deodorant. Even though it's unscented, it's effective at combating strong body odor, and I don't have to worry about any unwanted allergic reactions to my sensitive skin. Whether you're a guy or gal, the last thing you want to be worried about is your deodorant. No petroleum-based ingredients, 100% natural, and cruelty-free. Stay in the game with Emmerich's Essentials fragrance-free natural deodorant. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, LeBron is back. He's not going to shut up and dribble. He's going to continue to lecture us because, you know, people like George Clooney and Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg, they know better than us. And so do adults who get paid millions of dollars to play a child's game. They know better than us, too. And he's really good at that. But, you know, just because you're a good painter doesn't mean that you can build a computer or vice versa. We have different areas of expertise. So I don't really feel compelled to listen to LeBron any more than I feel compelled to listen to these high school students who don't know or care about history. They don't know or care about human nature, as I pointed out. In the last hour, you know, don't be afraid of the man of God. Be afraid of the man who thinks he's God. You know, the kind of dictators that we typically see running our government. And we've got a lot of people like that in the United States. We can talk about Hitler, Stalin, or Mao, but we've got a lot of people who think they're God here in the United States. Many of them in Hollywood. Look at me. I have so much money. I'm so much smarter than everybody else. No, your worth is not your net worth. And sometimes, even if you have a high net worth, your advice is worthless. Like in the case of LeBron, using his quote-unquote platform. He's been very vocal, they point out, on Clash Daily, been very vocal about his love for military video games. See, that's part of the problem. The idea that violence doesn't have consequences. That's how a lot of people become multimillionaires. People like Steven Spielberg and George Clooney. They push this fantasy world where you can act out all your violent fantasies. You can make a fetish out of violence. You can make a fetish out of guns. You can worship these things. And that's what Hollywood does. That's what people like Harvey Weinstein and Quentin Tarantino do. They make a fetish out of the guns and the violence. And then they say, well, it's just a fantasy. It's, you know, well, you know, your real fantasy are your gun-free zones. your defenseless zones that you create. That's the real fantasy. But they play video games, they create movies, and they give the idea to people that there's no consequences for this. And then they give them drugs, and the drugs, they don't know what they're doing, and they don't care about the consequences if they even know what they're doing. As drug awareness lady that we talked to last week pointed out. I mean, you go look at the SSRIstories.net. That's her website where she's collected a lot of information. Go look at those stories about the one that we talked about in length where the guy, the kid, who's on SSRIs, he takes a shotgun to school. He holds the class hostage. It's one of the few times we've actually had somebody that later on we could actually talk to. He didn't use it, but he kept pointing it at the classroom, pointing it at himself, holding it under his chin like he's going to blow himself up. Eventually, they got the gun away from him before he shot himself or anybody else. But he had absolutely no recollection of that. And so we got drugs that take away your connection to reality. We've got video games and movies that take away your connection to reality. We got people who make a lot of money selling the drugs, the video games, and the movies, don't we? But it's the guns that are the problem. No, it's the human nature that's the problem. So here's an example. James LeBron and his wife go to a place that's called Lock and Load Miami Machine Gun Experience because, you know, he likes to play video games where he shoots machine. Oh, I want to go do it in real life. And they go to this range in 2014, and the general manager spoke to ESPN about it. We've got a clip of that. Let's play a little bit of a clip. I just had my crew tell me it's LeBron James, not James LeBron. You know what? I don't care. I hear that he plays basketball. I don't know what team he plays for. I don't care what team he plays for. I don't care what video games he plays. I probably wouldn't know the name of the team if you told me. You know, if he plays for such and such a city and or gave me the mascot, I wouldn't know and I wouldn't care. But there he is, he's shooting machine guns, and the guy there says they made a reservation, they showed up, they had a really good time, just like everybody else. He said the guns that both James and his wife tested were a Heckenkochler MP5 and an M249, which are both used by military combat, he said. The couple received brief training from the range's staff, not nearly as much training as the teachers that sheriff was talking about, but of course, you know, guns, can't have the guns in the school, even if we have people who are trained, but, you know, he can go there with a little bit of training. You can hand him a full military, fully automatic weapon, that's fine, and he can act out his fantasies in real life a little bit. They had the range's staff there, included former military personnel, retired police officers. Well, I'm glad he did it there because, you know, we kind of see this fantasy mindset. We saw it in a story last week. There was a millennial couple, mid-20s, and they thought they would like to have an adventure or whatever. They sold everything they had. I think they were in California. They go to Florida. They buy with everything that they sold. They buy a sailboat. And all their money, all their possessions are in this sailboat. And they're going to live on it or they're going to have an adventure or something. But being millennials, playing video games, being focused on the iPods or whatever that they've got, and not really realizing the value of real world experience or even training, they just get on the sailboat and decide they're just going to head out, you know, because life is easy. You know, there's no training for the kind of world that they have lived in the past. There's no real consequences for anything. They just live in their little safe places and they play with their computers and stuff. So why would they think they need to get training to sail a sailboat? What a ridiculous idea. So they get on the sailboat and it sinks. They nearly lose their life, but they're saved by some people who know what they're doing. And, but they did lose everything that they had. Everything they had. And so this is kind of the detachment from reality that we're seeing with people. It says, yeah, LeBron James, right? That's his name. Okay. LeBron James was into it. He had a great time. It's good for him. It's good fun for us. Good for him. Good for him. But now he's going to lecture us on how we all got to turn in our guns. Now, President Trump is bad because he hasn't confiscated our guns yet. Don't worry. He's working on that. He's working on that. He's setting up a very dangerous precedent. He's flirting with something very dangerous that you liberals should really love. He's saying that we're going to have, he's going to instruct Jeff Sessions, that guy, that paragon of constitutional knowledge, who thinks that he can confiscate your marijuana in various places because he has no respect for the 10th Amendment. He has no respect for the 18th Amendment. You know, 10-18. 10-18, the 10th Amendment, the 18th Amendment shows that the federal government does not have any authority to arbitrarily prohibit anything, whether it's pot or whether it's bump stocks, especially not prohibiting things that are specifically protected by the Second Amendment. But we've got this situation where President Trump, you know, we've had Constitution. Nah, we're not going to follow that. Our presidents and our government hasn't. Congress going to make some laws to prohibit stuff? Nah, we're not going to bother with that either. Well, how about just letting the bureaucracy regulate stuff out of existence and infringe on our Second Amendment rights? Nah, we don't need to bother about that either. Let's just let's go to the Attorney General, who is supposed to be an Attorney General, not a lawmaker. The lawmakers are in Congress, but even the lawmakers are prohibited from making laws that take away our gun rights, but they do it anyway. And so we've seen this progression of lawmakers taking away our rights, then the bureaucracy is taking our rights. Now we're going to do it by executive order and have the people who work for them just take that away. You know, in the same way that President Obama told his Director of Homeland Security, write a memo. I know that your job is to protect the borders and to enforce immigration law, but just write a memo saying you're not going to do that anymore. And so President Trump is going through with this. Absolutely amazing. Saying, oh, I'm going to get Jeff Sessions to do it. How's that? Bad idea. Real bad idea. Because you're going to set up a precedent where future presidents can come in and take anything away from us that they want. Even when it is something like firearms that are specifically protected by the Constitution. Remember that Constitution you swore to? Did that mean anything to you? Did you ever bother to read it? Did your Attorney General ever bother to read it? Don't think so. Either you're profoundly ignorant or even worse. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. And it's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect.
This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Taking my time, choosing my life. Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We can have video games. We're just talking about that with a crew. Let's have video games where we play killing people without any consequences. Let's just do that. Or we can have a video game where we go through, how about this? We go through a school and shoot kids. Would that be okay? It's just a fantasy, right? Just like our movies that are created by Weinstein and Quentin Tarantino, those are just fantasies. Except when they're not. Except when you find out that the guys who are putting these fantasies up on the screen are actually acting out their sick fantasies on people. Their power trips. And then you find that their sick fantasies that they're putting up on the screen are actually affecting the behavior of individuals, appealing to our evil, sinful nature. There's that Christian word again, sinful. What does that mean? Oh, I don't know. We don't have God in the schools anymore, so let's not talk about that. We've got school students, massacre survivors at a CBS reporter party. And look at this. They're having a big time, as Gateway Pundit pointed out. Looks like a promo stills for Glee, the high school massacre. They've got photos posted on Twitter, put out by CBS News themselves, and they said, oh, sorry, I took that down. It was in poor taste. No, it actually showed these people celebrating, having a great time. Having a great time. They're so torn up about this. No, they're enjoying their moment in the spotlight to an incredible degree. Showing the faculty, showing the reporters, the students, laughing it up as they conspire to take away your civil liberties, your civil rights. That's what they're doing, folks. They're taking them away. Only 3 or 4 days after surviving a massacre in their school, these students are there smiling and laughing and having a big time, partying it up with CBS as they plan the agenda to confiscate guns. You know, because they did that in Australia. People sending me articles from Australia saying, well, look at how they've come after the rest of our rights after they've taken away our guns in Australia. And again, you want to say, well, why does this, you know, why do we not have the number of school massacres in other places that we do in the United States? You know, you can play all these different statistics games. Statistics don't lie, but liars use statistics, and they'll use them in a variety of different ways. But just think about the fact that America's a little bit different, isn't it? I don't know that Americans are so much different, but we do have a very different government, don't we? We have a government that doesn't protect our liberties anymore. We have a government that sends us into wars all over the world. We have a military-industrial complex. We have a deep state. We have a shadow government that will not stop at anything. They don't have any legal constraints. They don't have any moral constraints. If they will do this kind of stuff to country after country, if they will come into a country and arm both sides just to have a war, what do you think they're going to do to Americans, this American government that we've got? Tell you what, Americans need guns to protect ourselves from the most violent, perverse government this world has ever seen, with a great deal of technical power. And it's getting worse. And we're going to need those guns when they start getting their robot soldiers. And that's not going to be too far away. When they start clamping us down in the cities, when they take away our ability to move, they take away our ability to speak freely and to communicate with each other, and they want to take away our ability to shoot. Anybody in the military knows those are the three things. Move, communicate, shoot. You take those three things away from somebody, they're yours. You own them. We're not going to let those things be taken away from us. They're not going to take away our First Amendment. They're not going to take away our Second Amendment. And we better get serious about not letting them take away our ability to move. That's a very important thing. They're going for the full control here in the United States. This is the headquarters of the aspiring world government. That's why we go to war with everybody else. That's why we have these kind of shootings. It's a very unique place. But now these, just a few days later, these survivors of the school massacre have become celebrated heroes of the anti-Trump resistance. They're acting out. They're being feted like rock stars. In fact, rock stars or pop stars like Justin Bieber are reaching out to them. You know, the Justin Bieber, the wise Obi-Wan of the older generation of millennials, are reaching out to the new Tide Pod generation with words of wisdom. I'm so happy you guys are speaking up and speaking out. Another guy, Cameron Caskey, at dinner with David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez right now. Tune in to CBS and see what we do tonight. Stay okay. Don't let Trump manipulate you tonight. We'll be doing the manipulating tonight. The students and CBS will be doing the manipulation. Delaney Tarr, endless appreciation for you guys and the platform you've given us. They got a platform, don't they? These are their youthful idiots. Give them the dialogue. It's a pageant. And then goes on to say, 10-10 selfie. No selfie stick required. That's right. They've got CBS as their selfie stick. Student activist Caskey mentions that the students have practice in a reply to someone concerned that they'll be taken advantage of by President Trump. Oh, no, we've been working on this. And they point out that they went on Good Morning Britain. And Alex Wins, a student at the school where 17 died, immediately comes out. We will demand change. We will demand action. They've got their little sound bites already prepped and ready for them. Jim Carrey is declaring his undying love for these high school students. While they come out and call the NRA child murderers. These are children who want to murder your civil liberty. They want to murder your ability to defend yourself against a government that is becoming increasingly dangerous and increasingly lawless, increasingly immoral. NBC glorifies gun ownership as they have a video of somebody purportedly destroying their weapon. This is a guy who's created a hashtag, #OneLessGun. One less brain is more like it. It said it all started with a Facebook video viewed more than 17 million times of a self-described responsible gun owner, because a responsible gun owner is going to destroy his guns, right? According to these guys. He's got a faded tattoo of the right to bear arms. So I guess he bared his arm and got a tattoo. No, it's not about that. He was so moved by the Florida shooting that he sliced his AR-15. Well, quite frankly, somebody with that little maturity and judgment should not have a gun. We should have the sheriff interview him, that rock-solid sheriff who was arming his teachers. Says, I'm going to make sure this weapon will never be able to take a life. Now, here is one less. Well, he's also made sure that that weapon will never be able to save a life either, because that's the other side of the equation. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you a family story. We just got about a minute left. Okay. Family story real quick. My grandfather always carried a gun. Went from a farm to a steel factory in Birmingham, then became a streetcar conductor in Tampa in the early days, turn of the century. Carried a gun. Didn't need a permit. Didn't ask for a permit. And then as he accumulated money, eventually had his own business, he and his brother-in-law would they became landlords, and they rented buildings to people, and they would collect the rent in cash. They would do it every Friday, because if they didn't do that, the people wouldn't have the money the next day, the next week. They didn't do it monthly. They did it weekly. It became known, and his brother-in-law was killed and stuffed in the back of his car. Killed with an axe, not a gun. The police couldn't find him. It was my grandfather who found him. And when we come back, I'll give you the rest of the story. I'm David Knight, not Paul Harvey, but I'll be right back.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
I was talking about my grandfather before we went to break, and how his brother-in-law, as he and his brother-in-law had worked their way up, started out in a working-class farm existence, worked their way up to where they could have a business, invested their money, and they became landlords, and they would collect the rent on a weekly basis in cash. And his brother-in-law was killed with an axe stuffed in the trunk. The police didn't find him. My grandfather did. My grandfather always carried a gun. No permission required, no permission asked. As a matter of fact, my grandfather wouldn't have cared if anybody had told him that he needed to have permission to carry a firearm. That's the kind of guy he was. I'm not going to get off on that tangent. I want to stay focused on the gun aspect of this. So it wasn't long after that, after he found his brother-in-law dead in the trunk, ambushed, robbed, killed, that he came up to his car and he found a guy crouched behind the back seat. And he pulled out his gun. And he pointed at the guy and he says, "If I ever see you again, I'm not going to give you a second. I'm not going to give you a chance to leave. Don't ever let me see you again. I will shoot first." And that was never reported. It was never reported in any gun statistic. I mean, you talk about all these statistics, and we have cases. We can make a very good case, and we have made it in the past, about how gun prohibition and confiscation in the UK and Australia have actually caused violence to increase. They don't have as many gun shootings. They still do have gun murders. We just had one recently publicized in the UK. But they don't have the mass shootings that we do here in the United States. Good for them. They have had a violence rate that has gone up higher. And you can talk about the rate of violence going up, but of course they don't care about that, do they? The people on the left. Just as they don't want to look at a real solution that addresses what do you do when the government fails to do its job with background checks, when it fails to investigate people that have reported them from every level, from the federal government down to the school district and to the school itself. Everybody was warned about this individual. Nobody in government protected anyone. But of course, you're not going to be allowed to protect yourself anymore. That's what the liberals are telling us. They don't want anybody protected. They just want to get your guns because they've got another agenda that's down the road. And we've talked about that as well. Gun control is a suicide pact. It is a genocide pact. So they'll play games with this, and they don't care if violence goes up. Then they'll play games with statistics and say, well, it's not gun violence, so it's okay. No, no, it's not. But let's just talk about that, because nobody reports when somebody uses a weapon to stop violence without any violence being involved. Just as I told you about my grandfather. And now let's talk about another side of my family. His son, my maternal uncle, married a lady whose father was an alcoholic, and he committed suicide with a revolver. That was reported. That was put in their statistics. And then his son, my cousin, became an alcoholic, and he committed suicide with the same pistol that his grandfather had used. And so both of those were listed as a gun suicide. And many people look at this and say, how horrible. The same gun used by two generations to commit suicide. Why didn't somebody destroy that gun? Why didn't they wish it into a cornfield? You know what killed my cousin and his grandfather? Alcohol. Alcohol killed them. Not the gun. Alcohol killed them. You heard Chris Christie talk about his friend in college, who was so successful at the top of his class, and he had a great law practice, he had a family, he had a lucrative job, and his life was destroyed by opioids. Oh, you know, like Billy Joel says, bottle of red, bottle of white, and then later on he says, bottle of reds, bottle of whites, whatever your appetites, okay? I mean, drugs, alcohol, you pick it. That's what killed my cousin and his grandfather. Was the alcohol. But alcohol was not listed as a cause of death. A pistol was. And people will look at that and say, what a horrible situation that people would allow a gun to continue to exist and take lives. And as I said before, if I could have voted at the time they did alcohol prohibition, not having the experience of alcohol prohibition, not having the experience of drug prohibition, I would have voted for alcohol prohibition. It's probably the worst drug we have to this day. And they did it constitutionally. They had respect for the law. They had respect for the Constitution. They created the 10th, they created the 18th Amendment. They had to, because the 10th Amendment said they couldn't prohibit alcohol. So people looked at it, a lot of well-meaning people, said, look at the suffering that is being caused by this horrific drug of alcohol, and we're going to make it go away by prohibiting it. At least they had enough respect for the law, but now we don't even have respect for the law. And now we have how many years, I don't know how many years alcohol prohibition lasted, it wasn't even 10 years, but we've had 47 years of drug prohibition. It hasn't changed anything. But let's destroy those guns. And here's NBC talking about let's destroying those guns, glorifying the guy who sawed his gun into pieces because he doesn't want that gun to kill anybody. Well, that gun's not going to preserve anybody's life either. You know, we've got the quote often misattributed to George Washington. No, it surfaced in the 20th century. We don't need to try to make the quote valid by saying George Washington said it, but it's true nevertheless. The presence of firearms restrains evil. The presence of firearms restrains evil. That's what happened with my grandfather. It restrained evil. It didn't create violence. Nobody was killed in that particular instance. An unarmed man was killed by somebody with an axe. But the presence of a firearm restrained evil. And it is the keystone of our liberty. But NBC glorifies the gun owner who destroys his weapon. Here's that clip.
She watched the horrifying images of the Parkland shooting. Gun owner Amanda Meyer of Connecticut says she needed to do something, so she destroyed her handgun.
I hope that some people are inspired by it, at least that they would go out and do the same thing.
In North Carolina, Mike Russell handed over his AR-15 to law enforcement. He bought it as a hobby, but...
As I see more and more AR-15s being part of mass shootings, I don't want to be a part of that.
On social media, some gun owners are getting rid of their rifles and posting pictures under the hashtag One Less Gun.
I'm going to make sure this weapon will never be able to take a life.
It all started with a Facebook video viewed more than 17 million times of a self-described responsible gun owner with a faded tattoo of the right to bear arms. So moved by the Florida shooting.
He's a responsible gun owner. What he did was he sawed off the barrel. He modified his weapon.
The NRA has called the AR-15 the most popular rifle in the U.S., owned by 8 million Americans. Enthusiasts say it's customizable, accurate, and versatile, but it's become the weapon of choice in mass killings.
We use these rubber guns.
Marcos Avalon is a certified NRA instructor.
All right, so let's stop it at this point, because this is just propaganda. This is demonizing a tool, not getting to the point of what makes people even more, brings out our evil nature. Not trying to control any of that, not trying to set up tactics to control evil people. But instead, this guy is illegally modifying his gun. That's really what's happening here, folks. He sawed off the barrel. The receiver is still intact. So he's got a sawed off AR-15. Where is the ATF when we need him? That'd get the press crew together, show up at his house, use the code word Showtime, and start shooting just like they did at Waco. Remember? He's got a sawed-off AR-15. Totally illegal. He's not a responsible gun owner. He's a criminal, according to the gun laws that we have. But let's not pay any attention to that. We've got gun control groups taking out New York Times ads. We've got Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety and Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. Took out a $230,000 two-page ad in the New York Times. These people are drowning in money. Just like these kids who want to have a march, and now they've been given at least $1.5 million by Hollywood celebrities, George Clooney, Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg. Who knows how many more of these virtue-signaling, ignorant, wannabe tyrants will give them more money. The same people who corrupt our society, feeding these children. When we come back, we'll talk about their narrative. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this, this is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Van Jones responds to President Trump's tweet about the FBI. Said, yeah, they were too busy investigating the phony Russian collusion to really do their job in terms of crime control. And Van Jones comes out and says, you couldn't imagine a more juvenile response to a mass killing. But wait a minute. He's got his metaphors mixed up. I thought we were supposed to listen to the juveniles. Aren't we supposed to listen to the juveniles? He says, so tough to see the distinction between those young people, said Van Jones later on, who are so clear, so forthright, and then to have that right up against these presidential tweets. These are, he's calling President Trump juvenile and then saying we need to listen to real juveniles. Let me tell you something. President Trump was spot on what he had to say. I've played the clip over and over again of Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, the CIA, one of these never Trump deep staters. And let's play that clip where he reminds us what the true purpose of the surveillance state and our politicized law enforcement is. Here's Michael Hayden.
This is not about guilt. In fact, let me be really clear. Okay. NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Yeah. See, the FBI doesn't investigate bad people. That's what we saw here. The FBI investigates interesting people. And you heard at the very beginning of that clip. He said, this is not about guilt. He was talking about the FISA warrants and so forth, right? Not about guilt. It isn't about any allegation of a crime. No, we're investigating interesting people. Interesting people. That's who we're interested in. So President Trump was spot on. Van Jones has no idea what he's talking about. Oh, let's listen to the juveniles. Well, let me tell you something. Trump has gone juvenile. Just to make Van Jones happy, he's now moved to outlaw bump stocks. He's telling the Attorney General to do it, of all things. Not even suggesting that Congress pass a law in violation of the Second Amendment, not even saying that the ATF should write a rule in violation of the Second Amendment. Now we're going to take it as an executive order to violate any aspects of the Second Amendment. And understand, the bump stock is not even alleged to have been involved here. They alleged that it was involved in the Las Vegas shooting. I don't believe anything about the Las Vegas shooting. You shouldn't either. But the bottom line is the bump stock is nothing but a toy. It doesn't turn this into a fully automatic weapon. And if you want to talk to somebody who knows anything about guns, you understand that a gun is not as dangerous when you're in spray and pray mode. The military has fully automatic weapons because they don't use that. Take it off of that. Put it on semi-automatic. So you have to pull the trigger each time. And that's what they're doing. And I pointed out, you can hook it up to your belt, get the same effect. It's just bumping back and forth against your finger. Still one trigger pull per bullet. We just find a way to bump it. Are we going to outlaw belts? You're going to outlaw fingers? Well, what are you going to do with this? I mean, this is idiotic pandering, directing the Justice Department to ban something that has to do with firearms. It's absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And now we got Dianne Feinstein saying, well, this order is going to be tied up for years. Yes, it will be, because you start banning stuff that has to do with firearms by executive order. Yeah, we're going to challenge that. We're going to challenge that. You bet we're going to challenge that. All right, let's move on to the students here that we're supposed to be listening to. We students who know so much. We have on the Hill, we have a op-ed piece by Badowski on guns. The students are leading the nation. Americans across the nation are inspired by witnessing students who 2 days ago were fleeing from deadly bullets, but now they're rising to demand. Always demands. We got dreamers demanding. We got DACA people demanding. We got high school students demanding. Demand action that honors the memory of the dead and defends the lives of the living. Now, this is really what they're saying. Play video clip number 4. This is what we're really seeing from the kids.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Except they're saying, you're a bad gun. You're a very bad gun. Those bad guns are going to go away. It'd be one thing if they wanted to say you're a bad man. But I played that clip because you may have recognized Billy Mummy from a Twilight Zone episode. Very interesting Twilight Zone episode. Kind of became a meme. Oh, let's wish this into the cornfield. This is what they want to do with guns. I think they can create gun-free zones by wishing them into the cornfield with prohibition, just as we wished drugs into the cornfield with drug prohibition, and we wished alcohol into the cornfield with alcohol prohibition. I'll play a little bit of that episode, just in case you don't know what I'm talking about from the Twilight Zone. Here's a little episode of the Twilight Zone.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man. And you keep thinking bad thoughts about me.
Okay, so this is a kid who can make things. He turns the guy into a jack-in-the-box, and there's the guy's head, the wiggling on the jack-in-the-box, and all the adults are there.
Wish it into the cornfield.
Wish it in the cornfield.
Wish it into the cornfield, please.
And so he wishes the man that he turned into a jack-in-box in the cornfield. Yeah, this Twilight Zone episode, all the adults.
Bad man. so I turned him into a jack-in-the-box. A jack-in-the-box that still had his bad face. And you mustn't think bad thoughts about me either, or I'll do the same thing to you.
That's right. And throughout that episode, everybody was deathly afraid of him. He would take animals and twist them all into pieces and everything, and then they'd, ooh, that's a really nice animal you made there. And then, you shut up or I'm going to wish you into the cornfield. I'm going to twist you around. And so everybody was afraid of him. And that scene, the guy was desperately telling the other people, I'm going to get him upset. And, while I got him occupied, you take him out. Everybody was so afraid of him, they wouldn't even come after him. But this is what we've got with these kids. This is what we've got with these kids. These are kids, as I pointed out, just 2 weeks ago. We were pleading with them. Please don't eat Tide Pods for attention. Don't do the Tide Pod challenge. And now we're trying to tell them, it's dangerous. It's poison. It can kill you. Don't do it for attention. And there was an article at the time from Harvard. Why do teenagers eat Tide Pods? Well, for the same reason they're demanding that we wish the guns into the cornfield. Harvard said, it's not like they don't know it can be dangerous. There's been a lot of media coverage about how Tide Pods are not only just poisonous, but possibly lethal. Media coverage actually, she says, is part of the problem. They love that attention. Love that attention. But the real problem is the adolescent brain. Adolescence is a crucial moment in life, she says, the transition between childhood and adulthood. The brains of adolescents reflect that transition. They have the ability to take in a lot of information. They can learn very quickly. And their brains are beginning to build connections that adults have. The last part of the brain to build those connections is the frontal lobe. This is important because the frontal lobe is the part of the brain that controls insight and judgment. The part that controls risk-taking behaviors. Basically, teens are very quick learners, but they don't have a lot of insight, and they don't have any judgment. We know this. And basically, we have, and I think this is not a necessarily good thing, we've basically banned kids from driving cars, for example. That's one of the ways that I took some risks when I was a kid with a car, but that's one of the ways that you learn judgment. But now we don't let them mature in any way. They have no car. They have no job because we bring in adults who are foreigners into our country. We give them the jobs that usually teenagers would have. We keep them in their homes. We have them stay inside, these latchkey teens, and they play on their iPads, and then they are desperate for attention, so they get a Tide Pod, and they do a challenge on that, the Tide Pod generation. Worse even than the millennials. Maybe we should call them the Pod Gens. There we go. Pod Gen instead of millennials. Maybe we should call them, the pods. That kind of fits like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Who snatched my kid? Oh, that was a school you sent them to. They filled them up with this communist propaganda, which actually, that was what the Invasion of the Body Snatchers was really about. The communists coming in and taking over everything. But, that was a subtext to it. But then we have Chuck Schumer, the guy who was on their side on the Tide Pods. He commiserated with them. Remember? I talked about this. I had a video up. I wanted to eat it, he said. Schumer's Tide Pod obsession. He said, I saw that thing on a desk and I just wanted to eat it. So we have to prohibit Tide Pods. We have to prohibit Tide Pods, says Chuck Schumer, because he and his constituents want to eat them. They can't help themselves. They don't have very good judgment. And just because Democrats can't keep themselves from eating Tide Pods, and because they don't have insights about the importance of firearms, Schumer and his crowd must take them out of our hands. He actually proposed legislation that would ban Tide Pods. Got to change all the packaging. It's too attractive. I can't control myself, and you can't either. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is Pollen Block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Will the Parkland kids change the gun debate? Those are the headlines from Politico. And of course, they want that to happen. These are their youthful idiots that are out front. What is this Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school? You know, I looked her up. Who is Marjorie Stoneman Douglas? Well, she was a suffragette. She was a feminist. She was an atheist. She was a charter member of the first ACLU chapter in the South. She pushed the ERA amendment. She never learned to drive a car, even though she lived till 1998. She was about 102 years old by that time. She became an environmentalist, an eco-activist, when she was 79. And she fought the efforts to drain the swamp, literally, the Everglades. She became an eco-activist. So she was there to protect the Everglades. That's, I guess, what they mostly know her for. But I'm sure that they love the feminism, the atheism, the ACLUism, all of the touchstones of the left are touched in the life of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. You know, she never went to the Everglades, never went there, but, you know, she fought any part of it from being drained. So this is the person, and these are the types of people that we honor. We don't, we tear down the statues of George Washington and of Thomas Jefferson and of Christopher Columbus, because they're evil men. They're evil men who created the foundations of our society. And they were not perfect men. And Marjorie Stoneman is not perfect either. Nobody is, right? We have an evil nature. What are the things that excite that evil nature? What are the things that enable that evil nature to take over? Well, we used to have the insights, which we don't have anymore because we're being led by children. This is a children's crusade. Remember the children's crusade, the literal children's crusade, where all these kids said, oh, I've got a vision from God, and I'm going to go fight in the crusades. They had no idea what they were doing. They went without any weapons. It was a total disaster. But we're now on a children's crusade, a suicide pact, a genocide pact, a democide pact. You want to take away our firearms and you leave us vulnerable to the people who have concentrated power in the hands of a few. And as I said before, you think there's too much power in the hands of somebody who has a semi-automatic gun? and you're not talking about the power that is being concentrated in the government, in the military, and the economic power that is being concentrated in the hands of a few individuals? This is the insanity, the delusion, the double thinking, the cognitive dissonance that characterizes our mentally insane idiocracy that we live in. It's beyond any way to respond to this, even to the extent that President Trump is now trying to pander by saying, well, we're going to do something about bump stocks. That's not going to satisfy them. They're not going to like you, President Trump. No matter how much you pander to these kids, they're not going to like you. We have to understand that it's the nature of man, as Madison said, as I reported earlier. You know, we are not angels, so we have a government. But because the government is composed of men and not of angels, we have to have internal and external controls on them. And so they're coming after President Trump. He says, just moments ago, I signed a memo directing the Attorney General to propose regulations that ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns. No, actually, no, it doesn't. The bump stock doesn't even do that. So he's calling for strengthening background checks in the wake of the Florida shooting. Well, that'd be a good idea. Instead of strengthening background checks, why don't we just get the FBI to investigate? Why don't we get the Navy to actually do their job and even put the data in the database? It's government failure after government failure after government failure. And we're told, turn in your guns, the government will protect you. Not buying it. And amazingly, it's Marco Rubio who's getting all the pushback because he's not working to do something, as they say. We'll talk about that when we come back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3133.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and you're hearing the music of Mona Fishman, who is joining us in this segment. She called in yesterday, said that she was a songwriter. Of course, in her bio that she sent us, she said as a hobby in 2012, she began writing songs of protest as a grassroots supporter of Ron Paul on issues of things like 9/11, chemtrails, mainstream media lies, a war on drugs, etc. And so we just played an excerpt of one of those for you. And of course, when she called in yesterday, she was telling us that she was at the Vegas shooting. She was a survivor there. You can find her, by the way, on Twitter, at Mona Fishman. And Mona was at the Vegas shooting. And now the Vegas shooting is coming at us because now there's the bump stock issue. And quite frankly, I don't care. I've never owned a bump stock. I don't feel any need to own a bump stock. I think it's a totally useless gimmick, a toy. But there is a principle involved here that is very concerning, and we should understand that it's not even alleged to have happened here. They alleged that it was part of the Las Vegas shooting, but there are some other allegations that you need to hear. A lot of people have pointed out that there's a lot of evidence to show that there were multiple shooters, that entire thing was a false flag. You know, you talk about why don't we have these kinds of shootings in other countries? Well, other countries don't have the kind of governments that organize false flags the way the United States does. So joining us now is Mona Fishman. Thank you for joining us, Mona.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan, as you know.
Well, thank you. Let's talk a little bit about what we were talking yesterday about your experience in Las Vegas, and we didn't have enough time really to cover it. That's why we wanted to get you back on today. to talk a little bit more about that. But just tell the audience a little bit about your perspective and the conclusions you drew about Vegas. But what happened to you there at the Vegas shooting?
Well, I went to the Vegas shooting, the Vegas concert, the Route 91 concert, October 1st. It was kind of a last minute thing for me because my goddaughter, Savannah, runs lights for Jason Aldean. So her mom, my best friend Renee, called me up and said that Savannah was going to be in town and did I want to go see her? So of course I did because I love her. And by the way, she sings on one of my first Ron Paul songs. And anyway, so she was there. I didn't have a ticket. She got me a pass. So I had my pass on the whole night. I don't know if you can see it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
Can see that.
JA is for Jason Aldean. We were on her bus, the Jason Aldean's lighting bus, which is right behind the stage. And we were hanging out for about 10, 20 minutes with her girlfriend and a couple of the other employees, and I met her boss, and they'd given her the night off at the last moment because I was coming to see her, and which was great. So there was a change of plans, and she wasn't working. We decided to go to my car and go kill some time while her friends were still working because this was her first time to Vegas and being of age, and she wanted to play pool after the concert with her friends because she wasn't into gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to
Is that when the shooting broke out? When you got out of the bus?
We were walking towards my car. It's about a mile to Hooters. The concert was outside and there were barricades with two police on each one everywhere. You couldn't get around because there's no place to park there. So basically the police were keeping secure. And the whole place was barricaded off with rows of two police at a time. And so we were walking past the stage. I asked her if she wanted to go have a drink or what she wanted to do. And she goes, no, we can just hang out. So we're going to go to my car for a while, go drive and maybe go chat and find some place that has pool that's not, a casino that she and her friends could hang
sure.
out.
Sure.
After the concert.
So you were outside at the point in time that you're outside the bus at the point in time that the shooting started. And what did you hear with what was your first thing that happened with the shooting?
Okay. So we left the bus. We left the bus about 5 minutes before the shooting. And we started walking towards, this is behind the stage, and we started walking towards that back street. And the first light is Reno, I think. There's a little light before Hooters. And that's where I parked my car. I parked my car there because there's no parking lots anywhere to park. You had to park at a hotel. I just picked Hooters because, oh my God, there were so many drunk cowboys and stuff. I almost ran over one just trying to get to Hooters to park my car. So I Ubered over to the event. And Uber dropped me off far, so I had to walk around. I walked to Will Call, but I didn't have a ticket, but I called Savannah, and she had to walk all the way around from the bus to come and get me with the pass. And then we walked in with the pass and walked all the way in, walked through the sea of people. It was beautiful. They had all kinds of booths with, like, bars and restaurants and really set up very beautifully.
Sure, I understand. Look, but tell us about the shooting that happened.
Oh, okay. So we were on the street walking towards my car, towards Hooters, and we called Uber. And because it was kind of far. And we missed the first Uber, so we were looking down on the phone. And as we're calling Uber, we hear the pop, 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 pop. And we thought it's fireworks. And so we looked up for a second. We missed our Uber. And as we're looking at my phone again, waiting for the Uber to arrive, we hear pop, pop, pop again. And all of a sudden, she said, the music stopped. And she's very in tune to that because she works for Jason Aldean. And I turned around, I looked, and I saw people running and jumping over the fences and stuff and heading towards us, running so fast. These guys, men with long legs, had just, like, barreled past us so fast, and we were running too. And there was actually these two ladies in the Tropicana parking lot, as I explained the other day. I had to run. We were all running through past the Tropicana parking lot over the barricade, over to Hooters, because Tropicana had no back doors to go in. Hooters had a back entrance. That's where we were all piling in. And, of course, some people went on to MGM or wherever. Other people went the other way. People were just running everywhere. But
and yesterday when you talked to us, you said that you heard gunfire coming from different directions.
Well, it's like I said, the faster that we ran, the closer it seemed like they were getting to us. And we kept on saying, what's taking so long to stop it? We couldn't believe it. Kept on doing more pop, 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 pops. We thought that the shooter was on the ground. We didn't know. Or shooters. It seemed like we didn't know because we weren't there inside the actual concert when it was coming out. We were behind the stage and down like two blocks, but still close. Like I said, the minute after the second one, they were already caught up to us. So we're running along, and these two Hispanic lady goes running and screaming in the Tropicana parking lot as we're running, saying, "Oh my God, they're shooting at black people." And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's horrible." Like, they didn't know. It took me hours to realize afterwards that they didn't know what they were talking about. But yeah. Anyways, we're all running to Hooters and they're just all gambling, not knowing anything that's coming on. And all of a sudden, I don't know, 100, 150 of us, I don't even know how much of a stampede of us running through and screaming that there's an active shooter at the concert outside. And everybody just dispersed. And at first we went behind. There was a glass door where the receptionist for Hooters, where they answered the phones behind the stage. You know, you don't see them. It's very plain looking and stuff, but we went behind there and my valet guy was there and I said, "Can you get our car?" And he goes, "Yes, I'll get your car." So as I'm digging in my purse to give my valet ticket to get us out of there, because poor Savannah wanted to go back and check on her friends. I'm like, "No way. We're not going back there until all this is over. I'm so sorry, but what are you going to do? You know, how are you going to find them?" It was just horrible. So I had my phone in my hand because I was looking for Hooter and I had to reach for my valet ticket to find it. So I gave my phone to Savannah and all of a sudden that's when, as I handed him the ticket to valet, all of a sudden they come barreling out of the hotel saying, "The shooter's in the building. He's in the building." So that's when I accidentally got separated from Savannah and didn't even know it because I ran into the parking garage behind like.
And we've heard the same thing from other hotels. We've heard the same thing from Bellagio and so forth. I think it really underscores, as you pointed out yesterday, and we've heard this from other people who have talked to us about this, said, I wish I had a gun to protect myself. We knew that there were other shooters. We knew they were on the ground and we wanted a gun to be able to protect ourselves.
And I would have had a good aim. And that's what I have to say. When I tell them that, they're so insulting. You know, the liberals are all like, "Oh, like you could really do a sniper thing from the ground. Like you would know." No, I didn't know he was 32 stories on the 32nd floor. We thought they were on the ground. And I tell you what, if I had a gun on me while I was crouching there with a lady and two other guys and my rear was sticking out a little bit, I couldn't quite squeeze in front. And she was crying saying, "You're going to give us away. You're going to give us away. Oh my God." And I couldn't get any closer. So that's when I jumped out. I went in the middle of the garage real quick and I said, Savannah, I'm running inside. And I ran inside. But while I was there crouching down, if I had a pistol and I saw somebody with anything shooting at
That's exactly it. You know, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mona. And that's the point. Are we to be allowed to have the tools to defend ourselves? And in the wake of a mass shooting, the total confusion that results from that, it takes a while to sort things out. Why are we getting solutions now from children who don't have any insight, who don't have any judgment? And we're becoming even more juvenile than them. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, we're going to take a look at a little bit more that Badowski has to say in his op-ed piece on the Hill. On guns, the students are leading the nation, and I'm afraid that they are. They're being used by the media to mislead the nation. These kids, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad man. You're bad man, they're going to tell everybody. We're going to get back to that in just a moment, and we got Lionel who's going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because the products that we sell there are what fund this program. We have some of our newest products, Cellforce, the Real Red Pill, Icarin. All these products, go there, take a look at Icarin, for example. It's a great way to detox your body, to support your liver, your kidneys. It uses natural ingredients like milk thistle extract. And it's available at 50% off for a limited time only. But we also have other things like Pollen Block, a brand new fast-acting seasonal distress support. It'll help you to fight back against pollen, to take control of your sinuses. Pollen Block is 50% off. And we have the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack with a couple of products that have only been around for 3 or 4 months. Carnivore and Floor Life. Carnivore is a great way to aid your digestion. Floor Life is a great way to aid your gut health. It has loaded with probiotics that make it past your stomach acids, and help you to establish good gut health with those probiotics. Those are both available together in a pack, the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack, 50% off. And finally, we have our Super Blue products, our toothpastes and fluoride-free mouthwash and fluoride-free toothpaste, but they also have iodine and nano silver to fight bacteria in your mouth that creates gum disease, causes tooth loss, causes heart disease. Those fine products, the Super Blue products, are available at 50% off. If you haven't ever tried those, try them. That's why we put them on discount periodically, so people will try them. I know if you try it, you're going to be a regular customer. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you can always save 10% on your order. And if it's more than $50, you get free shipping. That's our win-win situation. Helps us to know what our inventory needs to be so we can better account for that. And we give you a 10% discount for anything that you set up on AutoShip. You pick the products and when you want them shipped, the interval that you want them shipped, and you automatically get that discount. Plus, you get free shipping if the order is $50 or more. All right, let's get back to Badowski. And he has this to say, talking about these high school students, these magnificent young examples of Americanism are saying their piece, they're speaking their truth, they're staking their claim, they're coming to Washington to push for action that should have been taken a long time ago, banning assault rifles. But they're not going to stop there. They're not going to stop there. And then he has this thing to say, which I thought was absolutely amazing. He said, cynics who believe that young people taking a stand cannot prevail should remember that the patriots at Lexington and Concord were told that they could never defeat the British crown. He's going to go back to Concord and Lexington, where you had people in the militia, not a permanent military. People in the militia. There wasn't even a Continental Army at that point. The war had not even begun. George Washington was not in charge of a Continental Army. But they had the militia, who had state-of-the-art military weapons, as I pointed out many times yesterday, plus cannons at Concord and Lexington. And when Santa Anna came for the guns, he didn't just come for the rifles, he came for the cannon. They have the cannon from Goliad. It has a cannon on it. It says, come and take it. You want to come and take that cannon? Well, you try to do that. They had full military, state-of-the-art military weapons at that point in time. But we had the FBI agent yesterday who was lying to us and saying, the founding fathers, we're supposed to care what they have to say? Yeah, that's right. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to people who had insight and judgment about the nature of man, about the nature of politics, how power corrupts individuals, and how they should not be allowed to have uncontrolled, unchecked power, how we would have checks against that power, both internal and external. And the guns are the external check against the people who don't want to follow and don't care what the Constitution says. That's why we have these external checks. But he talks about the people at Lexington and Concord. And of course, that lying FBI piece of scum that was on with CNN, this former special agent Gagliano, we made mistakes. Of course, we didn't protect anybody. We got a big agency here, you know. And as I played earlier, I think they're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. They're interested in Donald Trump. They're not interested in criminals. You're going to get a call saying, hey, I've got a guy who's bragging on YouTube that he's going to be a professional school shooter. Oh, I don't have time to check that out. I'm looking for Russians in the transition team of Trump. I got to find a way to get him out of there. Can't believe you people voted for him. I'm going to find a way to get him out of there. That's what they're interested in. They don't care about bad people. They care about interesting people and how to get them out of office, how to overturn the elections. So, you know, one of the other things he had to say, he said, they never intended for an 18-year-old to have a weapon. Well, yeah, they did. And now here's this guy saying, well, there were young people taking a stand at Concord and Lexington. Yes, they were. The militia was everybody from 16 to 60. And yes, there were people that were there. And of course, this FBI agent doesn't know, doesn't care that this guy was 19 years old. He'd already bought 10 guns because the government wasn't doing its job. The government had been called on him 39 times, complaints of violence, 39 times. The police department didn't do anything. The school didn't do anything about it except kicked him out, put him somewhere else. But other than that, nothing was done about it. School security didn't do anything. The school didn't do anything. Law enforcement didn't do anything. The FBI didn't do anything. But give us your guns. We'll protect you. Let's take a look at what's going on. They want to go back and talk about Concord and Lexington. Let's talk about Concord and Lexington. Let's talk about the fact that the gun paranoia in California is so absurd, has reached peak absurdity, that they've now shut down a reenactment of the Revolutionary War that was set up to educate people. They've shut that down because they can't allow even black powder rifles. See, they keep saying, oh, the Second Amendment, that was about black powder rifles. We can't have AR-15s. Well, they don't want black powder rifles either. Here's the clip.
For more than a year now, the Elk Grove Historical Society has been planning a Revolutionary War reenactment, but due to the city's gun laws, that event has been canceled. The organization has held war reenactments in the past.
History's important, and we're losing it.
And this coming April, it was planning to stage a Revolutionary War battle with American and British forces facing off in the regional park.
This was our flyer that we were putting out.
They had already started advertising the mock battle, hoping to draw in 3,000 people for the two-day event.
We would have encampments and all kinds of entertainment for the kids to see.
But then late last year, the society was told by the park district that the show could not go on.
It's just frustrating, very frustrating.
reenactment was to include firing black powder muskets as part of a history lesson. But
don't worry, they wouldn't put balls in them.
That's against the rules, according to a city law which says you cannot use, maintain, possess, fire, or discharge any firearm.
There's no firing guns in a park. But there's an exception to each one of the ordinances.
Soldiers who perform the reenactments say the simulated gunfire is a crucial element to historical accuracy. And in all years they've been performing the battles, no other city has ever denied them a permit.
They actually asked if we could use wooden sticks. And can you see 12 men in full regalia and...
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it. It's, we reach peak idiocracy. Yeah, they don't know history. They don't know history. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll have Lionel. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill. A nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew 2 tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We just played that clip for you where they shut down a Revolutionary War reenactment. They said you can't have the black powder rifles with no bullets in them or no mini balls. We'll let you hold sticks. How about that? And now we've got Kamala Harris with a hashtag, we call BS. Yeah, we call BS too. I think we can, both sides can use that. We've got these kids out there, these youthful idiots. And it was just last week, Lionel, that we had to kick the Tide Pods out of their mouths because they're so desperate for attention. Now they've got a world stage to play on, and they're saying to Trump, this is what they're saying to Trump.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
And they're going to wish him into the cornfields. So joining us now is Lionel, Lionel Nation on YouTube, also LionelMedia.com, and on Twitter, Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
First of all, let me apologize for my voice. And David, let's do the obligatory reference to our childhood. Sorry for the Brenda Vaccaro sounding voice.
Oh, you
I
sound
told
great.
Somebody go, oh, Brenda Vaccaro. from our days. David, let's make sure we don't use the term crisis actor, because that means that somebody is brought in. Okay, you, it's like show up with a headshot. You're going to pretend to be. I'm not seeing these people aren't students. I'm not saying they're not traumatized. But I am telling you that it, especially in the case of Emma Gonzalez, would you please note she started Twitter in February of 2018, according to her site. She's already blue checked. They won't touch me. I've been on.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Since Brenda Vaccaro. I don't know why I want this stupid blue check. It's like the black card. Are you blue check? Well, no. She's been on for a month. She has 200, 300,000, whatever. Look at her numbers. She's blue checked. And by the way, go down a little bit. Look at this traumatized girl. Look at her. See her cutting her hair? I'm cutting my hair. I've recovered from the trauma. Hey, look at me. Now, her handlers must have gotten her and said, what are you doing? Now, the other fellow, Mr. Hogg, I believe his name is.
Yeah, David Hogg. He is
also prolific. Mm-hmm. I don't know who represents him, who reps him. If you've ever been here in New York, you go to an audition, headshot, who reps you, so-and-so.
I think he's being repped by Anderson Cooper.
Right. I mean,
CIA, Anderson Cooper.
Again, I'm not saying he's not traumatized, that mm-hmm. he didn't go there. All I'm saying is, David, I've been around trauma. I've seen this before. And we used to hear this, for the love of God, leave my children alone. Not anymore. Now it's, hey, look at me. Hey, this is terrific. So the social media thing, they're going to be hoist by their own narcissistic petard because mm-hmm. they are so bathed in the warmth of the Klieg light. And what happens is that through this narcissism that we live in, they're saying, wait a minute. Did you see me? She's got a real, I don't know about you, but, and I want to be very, very clear here. There are kids who don't want to go to school, who are freaking out, and who are nowhere near a camera for a host of reasons. Then you get these two. Now, this one, by the way, and also, did you notice this? You could not go to Central Casting and get a better. All she has to do, and I know nothing, she reminds me of the character from Billions, non-binary, refer to me as they. I don't know anything about her. But, I mean, you're not going to see a cheerleader named Madison or – no, 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 no. This you cannot This plays everywhere. And I'm just saying, there's nothing wrong with that. But for her to be so stupid as to say, if you're gonna, and this is why I know they're not crisis actors, because an actor would have known the role. You know, David, in the old days, when we remember the Sportatorium, the Armory, Gordon Solie, Dusty Rhodes, you know that heels and baby faces could not ever be seen together. They knew their role. And I'm not comparing this to professional wrestling, but if your job, if what you're going to do is listen, I'm out here and I'm, put it this way, they're never going to get you or one of your info warriors or Alex or anybody at some bar being caught off guard by saying, oh yeah, it's all a bunch of hooey. No, because first of all, you believe what you're saying, but you're smart enough to realize if I'm going to be a part and be the spokesperson for something that is important, and if you want to ban guns and bump stocks, well, you know what, Trump, is Trump a genius or what? Trump took the most irrelevant aspect. They're saying bump stocks. How's a bump? Is that like?
Yeah, it's a gimmick. It's not even part of this allegation here, this shooting. But I think it sets up a very dangerous precedent, which I was saying before, is that, you know, forget the Constitution, forget Congress, forget even the regulatory bureaucracy. We're going to have executive order. We're going to ban parts of the Second Amendment arbitrarily. I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
Would you ever want to use bump stocks? Anyway, but the point is, now, something else that came up today. This is a new meme, a new trope. We have Canada, okay? Canada. We have mental illness, but we don't have this. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's not mental illness. Like, no, we didn't say any mental illness. We're not talking phobias or a little depression. We're talking American mental illness. We're talking about people who do not, you know, in 2016, the rate of violent gun deaths per 100,000 U.S., 3.85. El Salvador, 40. Mm-hmm. 40, followed by Venezuela, 34. I mean, we are 11th. Now,
And I'm also concerned, Lionel, about the sociopaths and the psychopaths that operate our government. You know, one of the things that Emma Gonzalez said was, Japan has never had a mass shooting. It's like, well, maybe you should go back and read history. Maybe you should look at Pearl Harbor. Was that a mass shooting? Look at the occupation of China and South Korea. Was that, how did that work out for people who didn't have guns to defend themselves against a psychopathic government?
If you want to, and I know this is a family show, but there are certain cultural things about, if you think you want to be like, if Japan, God love these people, look at their porn. All right. This is a different group of people. They don't get a divorce, but their adultery is through the roof. Now, Canada has, David, to show you how they're different, right across our border. What is their national emblem on tourist materials and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police? This is the police. They don't have Black Lives Matter and, hey, pigs, and you're a pig, and tape, and there's no shooting.
They got Dudley Do-Right.
Right, exactly. And Nelson Eddy. That'll really throw people off. And Jeanette McDonald. But what I'm saying is, this is Apple.
What I'm calling
look
you.
At these people. Yeah, what I'm calling. Boy. And they're right now, those wonderful people working in the department says, I'm normally good with this. David sings something about Trump, and I'm there. Now, he's talking about Nelson Eddy. I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Whenever this guy comes on Lionel, they talk about this planet they lived in called the 60s. Anyway.
That's right. We're used to carrying guns on the school buses to our shooting range classes. But, you know, something has happened along the way. And we're going to continue to talk about what happened when we come back from the break. We've got Lionel going to be with us one more segment. And, of course, Emma Gonzalez says the president, the bad man. He's getting money from the NRA. Well, what are you getting, Emma? What kind of attention are you getting? And who is funding the mainstream media? We'll be right back.
Let's talk to Victor in Florida. Victor, you're calling. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. First, I just want to mention, if people just go and try the products, they will be ordering all the time. I've ordered several of the products over and over because it's amazing. In particular, Silver Bullet, as soon as I start to feel like I get a little sick, you know, maybe like a little raspiness in my throat, I drop some Silver Bullet and it, like, I'll still feel a little sick, but it won't last as long. And I just ordered the Body, the Alpha Power, and the Pollen Block.
Well, let me just say something, Victor. It's people like you that then fund the whole operation, because a very small percentage of people buy products and a very small percentage of them buy a lot of the products. So thank you. But when you mention the Silver Bullet colloidal silver, it's got thousands of reviews, a 98% review. It is our highest reviewed product because it is from the top lab in the country, discounted high quality colloidal silver. It's not a silver bullet, but it's the closest thing you're going to find to a silver bullet.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each That's other right. and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
All right, welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've got Lionel along with us. And in a what's evidently become a tradition, we play Jessica every time you come in on the second segment. I don't know how that got in the playlist, but we do have some other music. We'll make sure we get something a little bit more varied. We were talking about Canada, however, before we went to the break. I won't let you get back to that, Lionel. Thank you for joining us.
And Chuck Lovell, or Lavelle, remember C-Level? Capricorn Records, the old days? Anyway. I just threw that out there because somewhere in your control room is saying, they're doing it again. They're talking about the Dickie. Who? versus Richard. But anyway, now, David, I want to make sure I make this point very clear. There's a very simple way to stop this. You take someone independently paid for, privately financed, maybe through the government, I don't know, who sits in front of a school who covers ingress and egress, heavily armed, scarily armed, wearing what appears to be some type of BDU camo in a car, not in
preferably a Mountie suit. Yeah.
A Mountie suit, yes. That'll really throw up. I was like, what is Smokey Bear? What is... So, and then if this deranged lunatic shows up in his Uber and he says, what the hell was that? Not this school. I'm not here for suicide by cop. I'm going to move on. Now, when
Lionel, I talked about it earlier. We played a clip from a sheriff in Texas, and he was very rational about it. The MSNBC host was absolutely incredulous that he would talk about arming teachers. He goes, but you got guns there. And he goes, no. We do a personality profile. We do a background check. We do a psychological profile of this person. We take him on the range. We train him for a week. And the beauty of it, as other sheriffs have pointed out, is nobody knows who's carrying. We're not, we don't identify them in a red jacket and pantaloons as the guy that needs to be shot before you can do whatever you want to. So, it's a very rational thing, and it doesn't need a presidential directive, and we don't need to get rid of the Second Amendment. Instead, we add more freedom, more liberty, and we use our individual rights to defend other people.
There you go again. There you go again.
I'm on my high horse. I'm not a Mountie. Yeah, go ahead.
Prefer, instead of pantaloons, maybe jodhpurs. But here's the thing, though. I love when they say, but this is going to, well, what they really want to say is, no. This will cut down school shootings. Now, even though they will never say, I don't know who they are, but whoever. They are not, David, this is terrible to say this. Lawyers do not want to see people damaged and hurt terribly, but it is sometimes the business to help compensate that for them. So if nobody gets hurt, they're out of business. Ambulance drivers do not want there to be carnage. Firemen don't want there to be, but if there wasn't, okay, so people who say, well, there you go again. If anything lowers the incidence of this happening, there goes the cause. Now, but here is the thing.
And they're holding these kids hostage. They're saying, we're not going to do anything to improve school safety until we ban guns, because that's really what they want to have. And then maybe after that, we might do something. Who knows?
And now the students are going to walk out. See, here's what happens. In our day, music was the motivating factor. Remember the great music, Buffalo Springfield for What It's Worth, and, Ohio, Neil Young, and that led us to protest or the war, whatever it is. Now, technology is that, but the narcissism kicks in. Because
that's exactly it. That's why I called them the Tide Pod generation. They are so pathologically desperate for attention, and the Democrats look at this and say, hey, we can use that in our pageant.
And David, the person, this killer, whose name I will not mention, which would be great for people not to give us a background, not to hear about inheritance fights, treat him like a nullity. He doesn't exist. But
that's right.
But what they do is they're afraid of traumatizing children because of what? Having an armed guard there, but a school shooting?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. There was also, I know people in Florida, in fact, in New Jersey and New Brunswick, I believe, there was a mayor who's advocating this for saying, oh, no, you can't. Why? It's a narrative that makes no sense. Then we're going to sell bulletproof backpack. Oh, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Who's on here? And if we do not figure, David, if I said, you all right? There's been a shooting in a school. Okay, very good. David, tell me who is a person. You would say, white male, like Karnak. They're in the one for you. White male, either current student or former, on some type of psych med, SSRI, something coming off it, on it, a series of mental problems, not the captain of the football team, not the National Merit Scholar, we know who it is, but a white male. Black students, Latino, sometimes, but the usual, we know it, and when you see him and you take the picture, you will see this. You will see the personification of what appears to be a deranged lunatic. Now, listen, Detective Columbo, how many of these do you have to hear before you start seeing the trend here? And meanwhile, if private industry says, or if someone says, look, I'm retired, military, I'm going to park my car in front. I am not going to interact with the kids. I'm not going to be officer friendly. I'm going to leave me alone. I'm just there. And if I happen to miss them, if for some reason somebody jumps the fence and figures a way onto the property, I am a second away. Not 911. I'm here. You just sound the alarm and I'm there with guns a-blazing. And if the person, and these people are cowards, these individuals, let's face it, unless the drug meds have completely given them this false sense of bravery, they're going to think twice about this. Now,
And let me interject there, because you're talking about, oh, you know what the person's going to look like? They're going to look like they're totally spaced out. They're going to be white male or whatever. Is that a cause or effect? I mean, is it that those people are being given these drugs that that sponsor the mainstream media so much? Is that the reason that this is happening? Is this something that is a cultural thing with them? And also, let me throw this in too. You talked about the fact that not going to let them have bulletproof backpacks. You know, Lionel, I got called out by one of these left-wing media watchdog groups, or quote-unquote, or something, about one of these shootings at an airport. And I said, hey, you know, we've got this product here that is a great bulletproof item that we sold at our store. And you can put that in your luggage and have that with you. You know, keep that with you at an airport, because they don't let you take guns on the airport anymore. So you can at least have a backpack that you can hide behind and a shooting. They called me out on that. So look at this. He's trying to profit off of a shooting. It's like, no, I'm trying to tell people how to protect themselves. If you don't buy our product, buy somebody else's product.
Ask the pilot about that bulletproof door. Now, you know what? Do we need that? You know, it traumatizes me, David, when I'm on a flight and I have to think that. I mean, we have just lost. What we do is we have not only, I hate to say this, but we have auto mourn and we have also the professional victim. And auto mourn says, all right, kids, I'm sorry to say this, please. I'm not saying everybody's like this. I'm not saying, but you know, and I know if I'm a stringer and I say, okay, I'm here to do some shots. All right, who are the over there? You are the professional. Emma, got you. You're over there? Great. Okay, kids, ready? Assume the position's ready. One, two, three. Do this. Hug, candle, Emma, let me do this shot. And I'm not saying they're not feeling this, but all I'm saying is that if you have seen this reaction and you have seen somebody, when you have kids who are walking around who are nullities and all of a sudden, David, you know, since February, Twitter is destroying, Twitter purging. We're being hit left and right. Emma, what's your secret? Blue check in a month? I mean, bang, and all of a sudden, and there she is. Here I am.
Catapulted to stardom because they're youthful idiots. And we saw that with David Hogg as well. You know, talking about, not saying he's a crisis actor, but these guys are coaching him. He's struggling. We've seen the clips of him struggling to talk. And they would have cut to pieces any pro-Second Amendment kid who wanted to talk about that. And pro-Second Amendment kids have come forward and say, they don't want to talk to us. They're not even talking to us. But that kid, they coach endlessly. Did we lose Lionel? Because I don't see him on the monitor anymore.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Good. Go ahead.
I mean, listen, if you have, and also with an IFB, he has an earpiece. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I mean, is it his own? I mean, look, I'm not trying I'm trying to help you. Go and actually get someone if you want to really portray the situation. Don't get the professional victim. You know, we have this thing called auto mourn. When somebody dies and you see it on, oh, RIP, half of the people on Facebook died 25 years ago. Nobody, William Westmoreland. Oh my God. It's this automatic, reflexive, patellar, fake, phony, contrived reaction.
Yeah, that's right. There's a lot of stuff about this that is contrived, and it always changes with each one of these. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lionel, especially if you're feeling under the weather. People can find him on Lionel Nation, YouTube, also Twitter, Lionel Media. That's it for the show. Thank you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.